The gist. Creatine has been used for decades to provide more energy for athletes, but is not being explored as a possible treatment option in diseases like ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID, as well as neurological diseases. Dr. Craig did her master's thesis on creatine, and with a spate of recent studies coming out on it, it was a good time to dig deeper into it. Thanks to Dr. Craig for the blog. Creatine is particularly interesting for energy-depleting diseases like ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID, because it serves as an alternative energy source for mitochondria, the cell's powerhouse, offering both enhancing and protective effects. Creatine plays a key role by helping recycle ADP back into ATP and acts like a sensor of the cell's energy state. It also helps to stabilize the mitochondria, helps plug leaks in the mitochondria, regulates calcium levels in the mitochondria, and functions as an antioxidant. Altered creatine levels have been found in the brains, blood, and urine of ME/CFS and/or FM patients. One study suggested that creatine was being used up more rapidly than usual in ME/CFS. Treatment trials have used from 4 to 20 grams of creatine a day in ME/CFS and/or long COVID. In general, higher levels appear to have had better results. Some improvements have included reduced body aches, breathing problems, concentration problems, headaches, and general malaise, as well as an increase in brain creatine levels. Creatine monohydrate usually comes as a powder that is mixed into a liquid. It poorly dissolves in water, so is often mixed with a small amount of juice, and the addition of this glucose also helps absorption in the intestine. Side effects are rarely reported, but taking large amounts all at once can lead to gastrointestinal stress, nausea, or stomach ache, so care should be taken to titrate up as tolerated. Dr. Craig recommends that people with ME/CFS, FM, and long COVID start very low and go slow. According to the International Society of Sports Nutrition, creatine supplementation of up to 30 grams per day for 5 years is considered safe and well-tolerated in both healthy individuals and various patient groups, from infants to the elderly.